California is suing ride-hailing companies Uber and Lyft, alleging they misclassified their drivers as independent contractors under the state's new labor law. The law, known as AB 5 and considered the nation's strictest, took effect January 1st, and it makes it harder for companies to classify workers as independent contractors instead of employees entitled to minimum wage and benefits. The state's lawsuit alleges that Uber and Lyft had not paid enough payroll taxes. The suit seeks restitution for unpaid wages owed to drivers, civil penalties, and a permanent ruling that would prohibit the companies from misclassifying drivers in the future. California represents Uber and Lyft's largest source of revenue. Those companies, as well as DoorDash, are funding a ballot initiative campaign to exclude their drivers from the law while giving new benefits such as health care coverage. The initiative is likely to qualify for the November ballot. Uber said in a statement it would contest the lawsuit in court while addressing labor concerns internally. It said, quote, "At a time when California's economy is in crisis with 4 million people out of work, we need to make it easier, not harder, for people to quickly start earning," unquote. When asked about the timing of the lawsuit today, Governor Gavin Newsom said the letter of the law should have been followed long ago.
The whole issue of misclassification didn't just occur out of nowhere. It didn't just jump into the consciousness of these companies in the last number of months. It certainly well predates the coronavirus.
The state legislature is considering amending the law, though lawmakers are split whether to broaden or narrow it. Other groups, such as freelance writers and photographers, contend they've been hurt by AB 5 through unintended consequences. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.